When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
How about Hungary?
Tony needs one for the title.
Hungary? Did you say Hungary?
He said Hungary.
He's not allowed to win if he calls it Hungary.
And Chris Ello.
And as soon as the white smoke comes out the chimney, they've got a new pope.
What's
and everybody
chimney?
Celebrates. It's a chimney. Or it's my version of a chimney.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Baseball is here. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, Padres game one against the Atlanta Braves. Michael King will toe the rubber. We've got everything leading up to game time right here on 97.3 The Fan. Obviously, we got a lot to get to with postseason baseball. Padres, Braves. A really fantastic doubleheader yesterday to get to this point. But I really want to start with Pete Rose's passing because it happened in the middle of a bunch of news kind of breaking yesterday as we were on a short show. And I don't know that we gave it the kind of honor that it deserves in terms of, Pete's passing. And, I just thought that, you don't want to seem insensitive because I think we were in the middle of the game when it happened. And so I just thought it was important that we kind of touch base on it briefly before getting into today's game. Obviously, Pete Rose, a legend in this game. He had his issues, obviously, with Major League Baseball and the gambling situation. But without a doubt, one of the best hitters to ever grace the baseball field for in Major League Baseball.
That was well said, Tony. I mean, Pete Rose is someone that I've known about my entire life. My uncle, it was such a big deal last night that my uncle, who lives in Cincinnati, texted me saying how sad he was. And so I'm glad that you decided to say something, because he definitely deserves to be honored in that way, in the baseball way, for sure.
No, no doubt about it. I mean, my dad's first career big league hit was against the Phillies, and I think the conversation at this point is pretty well documented, but he kind of walked up to my dad and basically said, don't catch him all in one night. Certainly, he wouldn't catch him. No one has caught him. You know, it's a loss for baseball. No matter how you feel about the person, the guy on the field was someone that a lot of people, you know, looked up to and patterned their game after. In a way, you know, Charlie Hustle, there's still kind of a moniker that is attached to him by the way and the way how hard he played the game of baseball. And so I just thought it was important that we kind of touch base on that. I know there's a lot of conversation going on in terms of should he be allowed in the Hall of Fame or whatnot. I'm not even going to deal with that here today. I'll wait for Chris to get back. We can have that debate once he returns tomorrow.
He's a good
tomorrow.
Guy to have a debate with about this.
He 100% is. That
it's a great
being
debater
said,
in general.
That being said, we got a playoff game here today. A playoff
Let's
game.
Let's go!
The grass is cut short, looking nice. The grounds crew has done a fantastic job here, given some of the concerts that they've had to kind of maneuver around. Great work here. This field is in pristine condition. And the Padres will try to continue a journey that I think has been long building. For quite a bit of time. I got a chance to sit down in the press conference listening to Mike Shield and Joe Musgrove and Fernando Tatis. A.J. Preller got out there. And, you know, the one thing I took away from actually, you know, came on the very last question. I asked Joe, you know, what was the difference between or given how they got in 22? We kind of talked about it over the last week. You know, 22, they kind of backed into it. And given how they got in this year, I asked him if there was a difference in the feeling coming into the playoffs. And he basically said that in 22, you know, they kind of just were, you know, going by the seat of their pants, basically. They didn't know, really have an identity. It was just like, we don't know how we're going to do it. I think his exact words, we don't know how we're going to do it. We're just going to try to figure out a way. And that led them to getting hot. This year, there is a different type of confidence because they know who they are as a team. They know how this machine operates. And so I just thought it was interesting hearing that from Joe, who, you know, probably pitched the couple biggest games in those two series in 22, the confidence that this team is coming into to game one against this Braves team.
What was the kind of talk around what you were doing this morning about Michael King starting in game one? Because the more I think about Michael King starting in game one, the more I love this idea of him starting in game one, because he can set the tone for you, and he set the tone many times this year. So what's kind of the talk going on at Petco Park about this?
I don't know that there's talk about Petco, at least amongst the players. You know, Joe was asked about this question specifically. What was his thoughts on it? And I think they all feel pretty confident that Mike Shield could have gone into that room, him and Ruben Niebla. Mm-hmm. They could have came out with a completely different order of those three, and they would have felt equally as confident. I think that's where they're at with this team. And I think Mike Shield talked a little bit about it, too. I think, you know, Michael's earned this right to have game one of this series. I don't know that anybody expected him to have the type of success, to have the type of depth in terms of innings that he got this year, but he's answered every call that has been out there to answer, and his reward is getting to pitch game one. And, you know, whether the Padres win game one or the Braves win game one, Joe Musgrove will have either team's fate in his hand, and I think everybody feels pretty confident whether the Padres are up 1-0 or down 1-0 with him going on in game two. And obviously Dylan Cease, you know the type of stuff he's had all season long. So I just think that this whole team is, it wouldn't have mattered what order that went in, they would have felt like they had a great chance to win either way.
I agree. And the Braves got in super late last night, so we're going to hear from Brian Snicker in his press conference that starts around 2:45. But they got in last night. I went on my my Aviator website. 11:24 p.m. is when they landed in San Diego.
Your Aviator website?
Yes, flightaware.com for everybody out there. You could find the tail numbers and all this stuff.
I didn't know this was a thing either, my partner, Jesse Agler, you know, these guys are into these planes. Him and Scraby both in the planes. These things actually exist.
I know it does.
Did you know that there's a waypoint called Gwyn out in the ocean?
I learned that
from Jesse Adler, actually.
There's a waypoint called Padres.
I 100% learned that from Jesse.
Why would I know that information?
Anyway, let's get back to the conversation today.
That was interesting, though. What other planes do you track?
Depending on if I'm flying anywhere, I'll check it out and see how long it takes, see what kind of route they're taking on the flight. All right.
So our local aviator said what time? 11:24 landing at Lindbergh Field. I don't know why they didn't divert them to L.A. Lindbergh Field did not help us out. Saying International Airport. Should have done some construction on the runway.
You got any other hot takes on the airport?
How many times have been diverted to L.A.? Twice because of fog. We couldn't say Marine Layer, get up to L.A.?
So this is a personal thing. He's jealous that they got to land.
We actually want to do things the right way here in San Diego. We don't want any shortcuts here. I'll say this. No matter what time they got in, no one cares. And I bet you they don't care, more importantly, because this is the playoffs, man. Joe actually said this during the press conference. If they got in at 3:00 in the morning, it would not have mattered. These guys would be ready to go today. So, and that's the way the Padres have to approach this. They can't approach this like, oh, these guys are getting in late. They're gonna come in a little jet lag. Nah, man, this is a chance to fulfill a dream, a lifelong dream for many guys. So I don't think the rest will factor in at all on this one.
Yeah, and they're going to be starting A.J. Smith-Shawver, who is a rookie who spent a lot of time on the IL this year. He hasn't really pitched at the major league level. I think he has pitched one game at the major league level. But you know how we always talk about how I get nervous about rookie pitchers facing the Padres? Well, Tony, I think you're going to be happy to know that I don't subscribe to that in the playoffs. It's a completely different thing. It's a different animal, as you have described to us so many times. And a guy coming in here making the biggest start of his life against the Padres at Petco Park with all these fans, tall task for that guy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know how tall the task is. All I know is that there's a reason the Braves are going outside of the fact that Chris Sale is not available. The fact that he is chosen to pitch in this game, I would probably lead me to believe that they expect him to be able to get some outs. Like, they're not just throwing him out to the wolves and hoping for the best here. There's some type of plan behind this. What that plan is, I think, will be dictated by what the Padres' offense is doing against them.
That's going to be interesting to see. I mean, obviously, you talked about just the playoffs in general. I mean, how much of the playoff games are just played on simply adrenaline and just, you know, being in a different environment where it's not like the regular season, Tony?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that separates the playoff is there is a ton of adrenaline. And if you are playing off solely that, you're destined to make mistakes out there. And so the team that can control all of that energy, that adrenaline you're talking about, and focus it towards doing the same things that gave them success during the regular season, they're the ones that are going to thrive in this environment. I mean, I can't stress that enough. That anxiety, that energy, that, you know, however you want to, you know, couch it, can be to your detriment if you can't control it. And so, this is where, really in both cases, outside of the young pitcher who's going to have to really, you know, dial in on that, everybody else in this series has been in these moments already. Braves have been here over the past 2-3 years. The Padres have been in and out of the playoffs over, two of the last four years or whatever it is. These teams have a bunch of veterans that I don't expect that will be an issue. However, with the starting pitcher tonight, that's one that he's going to have to really be dialed in on.
You had three plate appearances in the postseason, Tony.
Yes,
just, you know, for all of us that obviously have never been a part of a Major League Baseball game, you've explained that
Speak
so many
for
different
yourself,
times.
Braden.
But Tony, I mean, just with all the at-bats that you had in your life, what were those three like? I know you got a hit in one of them. What was that experience like for you in Philadelphia in 2008 and then the home crowd for Milwaukee that a lot of these young guys have not experienced yet, the Major League Baseball level? What was that, major difference? I know we've kind of talked about it, but what was your experience like in the three postseason games that you played in?
First of all, I should have had two hits, but Chase Utley stole one from me. But I think the thing that, and I talked a little bit about this with Jimmy yesterday, he brought it up. I think the focus really changes and it's heightened. Hitters are taking pitches that normally they swing at. The one thing that Jimmy brought up yesterday, the umpires, they actually call a true zone.
Yeah.
Like,
They're
no longer worried about Quest Tech or whatever the mechanism that grades them. They're out there basically competing like the rest of us. They're trying to make the right calls every time. You're on the biggest stage possible. And so those are the two noticeable things that you see. But, again, it's really about trying to control all of that because when a playoff crowd is even different. I mean, the energy is just on 10. And if you can't command that, if you can't control that, from a hitting standpoint, your at-bats are going to be, jacked up, basically.
Well, that's the stressful part. But, after you got that hit, though, I hate asking what did you feel, what's the feeling like, but I would imagine that was probably the best feeling, one of the best feelings you ever had in your baseball career, getting a knock in the postseason.
You know what? Unfortunately, when you're in it, you're not thinking like you just like
right.
I'm happy. I helped
you're
the team.
So in the zone.
I think it was an elimination game. If I'm not.
It was.
Mistaken. Wow. And so like you get a hit, and for you in that moment, you're like, "Ooh, I'm on first base. Let's see if we can get a run here. This Philly team is tough to beat." And now afterwards, you certainly can kind of take. You can kind of take stock in the fact that you're able to compete at one of the highest levels against a team that didn't win a World Series. But in the moment, I don't think you get a chance to really enjoy it. You just are out there trying to help your team win, and that's what these guys will be out here doing tonight.
All right. That is all the experience you can get from actually a guy who did take three at-bats in the postseason. So
three more than anybody else here.
Three more than anybody else. Very good description,
right,
Tony. We are at Baja Rick's Cantina right now. All day today there is a 97.3 The Fan rally here. We're going to be doing the show till about 4:30, but they have great specials on a lot of drinks. Santo Tequila. There are so many different specials. You get the Santo Margarita for $8, the Santo Blood Orange Margarita for $10, Santo Tequila Sunrise $10, Santo Beerita $10, and the Santo Bloody Maria $10 as well. So we're right here next to the trolley stop across the street from the convention center. So come on by, get some food, get some drinks before you head into Petco Park.
And
or come watch the game here.
And close to an easy entrance to get in the park, too.
It is.
Beat all the traffic and waiting in line.
There's a lot of people here right now. You guys ready for the game?
You excited for playoff baseball?
All right, Tony, I'm not sure. We're fluid with your schedule today. Are you with us for another one, or you have to go to the field?
I need to go down to the field. They're about to start BP. I got to
get
my smack
off.
Text
me if anything happens, okay?
Will do.
All right, that's Tony Gwynn Jr. We're going to head to break. It'll be Braden and myself, Matt Scraby, here for the rest of the way. We're going to check in on press conferences. We're going to talk about when we get back. We're going to talk about the team that the Athletic compares the Padres to from the past. So I'll explain when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan. Matt Scraby.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baby Brayton Soprano out here at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. Everybody ready for tonight, game one? If you come on down, you can get some deals on food. You can get some deals on drinks, some Santa tequila deals, a Santa margarita for $8, all the way up until it's actually all day. So come down here before the game, get something to drink, get something to eat. And you will also, if you get here before 4:30, you'll also be able to meet Braden and I.
That's right.
So, Braden, before I went to break, I was talking about the Athletic article that compared the 2024 Padres to a team from the past. I'll get to that in just 1 second, but we need to update on scores because right now, in the top of the sixth inning in Baltimore, Royals and Orioles are tied up 0-0.
So scoreless.
Corbin Burns, 5 1/3 innings so far, only 2 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Cole Reagans, he also 5 innings, 4 hits, 7 strikeouts in that one. And now the really, really dramatic game is actually going on in Houston right now. Tarek Skubal and the Tigers have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. Runners on the corners, no outs. So this is a do-or-die moment for the Astros right now.
Yeah, I don't want to fall behind one game to none. They mentioned on the morning show, we talked about it again on the midday show with Andy and Elston, but there has only been 3 times in which a wild card series has gone a full 3 games. Padres has been part of 2 of those.
Oh, okay.
Once, obviously, last playoffs in 2022, where they went to 3 games against the Mets.
Ah.
2020, where they lost game one against the Cardinals, and Chris Paddock got roughed around there with nobody in the stands.
Craig Stammen, the
Craig
hero.
Craig Stammen saved the series in the playoffs there for the Padres, and they came back to beat the Cardinals in 3. And then the other one, could you guess the other matchup? In 2020, that went to 3 wild card games.
Was it the Rays and the Yankees?
No.
Really? Who was it?
It would be the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Went a full 3 games.
Oh, man, here we
go. Look at this. We
got tons
of food
coming
up.
We're getting a full spread here from Baja Rick's Cantina.
We got some corn, we got some chicken, we got some lobster, we got some steak.
Shrimp. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on right here. So
this is great.
Come on down to Baja Rick's Cantina.
Come on down, we got to sample some of this.
We're right across the street from the convention center. You can take the trolley down. You'll see us right here.
But, oh, thank you very much.
That is interesting about the wild card, the White Sox and the A's. We'll get into, possibly we'll get into a little bit later about Jerry Reinsdorf's letter, which really hit the mark in comparison to what John Fisher did for the A's.
This looks
John
great.
Fisher was a jerk to the A's. But yes, this looks
John Fisher's
incredible.
Kinda lame. We got like frozen ice cream up here.
Goodness.
Scraby. You got to dive into some of that.
Oh, well, it's going to melt
food
quick, so
here.
We got to eat it fast. All right, the Astros have actually scored a run. They have runners on first and second, 3-1, Tigers, bottom of the ninth. Okay, Braden, so the Athletic did all the playoff teams and compared them to winners of the past, and the Athletic compared the 2024 Padres to the 2019 Nationals, which I think is a pretty good comparison because, the 2019 Nationals went on to win the World Series, and B, everybody points to the start that the Nationals had and then the start that the Padres had. The Nationals started in that 2019 year 19-31 and ended up winning the World Series. So people are saying there's somewhat of a similarity there. I also think there's a similarity between the teams. You got good pitching, and you got superstars on these teams on the Padres side and on the 2019 Nationals side.
I feel like the Padres got off to a better start than the Nationals there.
They did.
I mean, you can look back to the 50-50, right? And we talked about this yesterday on Andy Nelson, but you were looking at the first game of the second half. Padres, lost a clunker. They lost 7-0 to the Guardians. And I remember I was at a wedding. I was getting the updates, and as the local Padres radio personnel,
you were the go-to guy to
be giving everybody the updates.
Yes.
I'm getting yelled at by my family. Get off your phone. I'm like, oh, they're asking what the score is. I'm the resident score.
Too.
Yeah, I'm the resident scorekeeper at most of these events. But they're like, well, the Padres are doing. I'm like, oh, 7-0. And I was like, you know what?
It's that type of year again.
Well, it's that, but it's also like you are what you are, right? So 100 games in, that's a big enough sample size. And they're 50-50. They're a mediocre ball club at this point in time. And the run that they went on in the second half is something that you couldn't even ask the Padres to do. It was so remarkable.
43-19.
I mean, that's an insane run of just playing great baseball, and the Padres accomplished that. They got to this point because of playing great baseball in the second half. So from a comparison of being, off to a rough start and then getting into playoff mode where all of a sudden you seem like you're the favorite, I do agree with. I do think the Nationals' comeback was probably a little bit more dramatic.
They were
the last
12
team
games
in
under 500 at one point.
Last team into the playoffs, right? They went through it all. They had to knock off the number one. The path is a little bit, kind of the same for the Padres. But I like the path for the Padres. You play a Dodgers team that you have handled for the majority of the season in a 5-game series. You don't have to leave Southern California for the first 2 weeks.
That's a great point.
Of the postseason. I mean, the only time you have to leave would be for a bus ride up Interstate 5, right?
Yeah.
And then
you're not scared of going up there anymore.
No.
I mean, not that they were scared,
I don't think
but
the
you
players
know what
were
saying.
Scared, but like
players
I think there was a little bit
scared.
I think there's a little bit of a mentality that was a little bit different. That's really I think they got the monkey off their back with the Dodgers, and I wouldn't be afraid of this Dodgers team either moving forward. But then you look down the road, it paves out well, but you got to take every game one game at a time in the postseason. You never know what you got. I mean, you played 162 games to get down to a best of three, which is asinine, but you know what? Those are the rules. Got to go out there and get the job done tonight.
Did you hear what Jimmy Rollins said he wanted for the wild card series yesterday? He said all teams should do the first day as a doubleheader so that you're even, or so that you could be done with the series, or you know where you're standing heading into the third game, which that's crazy.
I've heard that before, though. I don't think that's as crazy as you think. I think that's not a bad idea.
A doubleheader for a playoff spot? That's almost like...
Well, to me, it's, if you wanted to, that's just to give the top seeds like less
time?
Wait time,
yeah,
right? Because like too much wait time in baseball is not good. I
we
mean,
see
it's not
it all
like
the time.
Yeah, it's not like football where you can get guys healthy and everything. I mean, they say they can get some guys healthy, but you want to continue to be in your groove, and that's why it works out for the six seeds more times than not. In fact, the last 2 6 seeds in the National League have made it to the World Series, right? So good spot to be in if you're the last team in should be the New York Mets, although they've only beaten the Brewers one time all year, and that was on Sunday. So we'll see how that playoff plays out. I mean, I think it's a matter of time, Matt, that you're going to get to 8 teams on both sides of the bracket.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
And go. And if you do that, I think that's better anyway. best of 5-7-7-7. Make it like the NBA and the NHL, and let's play some playoff baseball. You know, if you've got to cut the season down, so be it.
They're never going to do that, though. The players don't want it.
You don't want to cut the season down?
No, because then they get paid less.
That's right.
Which is fine. I'm on the player's side.
Hey,
that's
all collective bargaining.
It is.
And
it
you
is.
Know who? Jackson Merrill said it yesterday. 162 is not enough. I brought this on Annie Nelson. I said, when they have their Players Association meetings, they're like, Jackson, I need you to keep your mouth shut, all right?
Yeah,
we don't want to be playing extra games that we don't need to play because you're addicted to baseball.
Yes, he was doing – he went to the Arizona Instructional League on Saturday so he could check – he wanted to keep up with some of the players in the system still. This dude is 21 years old, and he's leading
baseball.
Like a 35-year-old – 15-year vet. Like, he is absolutely insane with the things that he does.
That is an addiction to baseball. That is like, you know, like the Sickos Committee for college football. He's part of the Sickos Committee for baseball.
Hey, it's a healthy addiction.
It
so
is.
I'm all
it
for
is.
It
is. A healthy addiction for Jackson Merrill.
For it.
Addicted to playing baseball games and watching. The guy eats, breathes, sleeps baseball.
You know, I am a dramatic human being, and when we get back, I'm going to tell you, Braden.
I love the drama. I love the Scraby drama.
I'm going to tell you what absolutely has to happen in this series for me to be happy. And that is on the other side of this break on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back into Gwynn and Chris. Matt Scraby, Braden Soprani here at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. Everybody excited for game one? We got a lot of people, and they're all eating right now. Braden and I just got this huge platter of seafood. We got steak.
They call it
corn,
the bucket.
The Golden Sombrero.
Is that what it's called, the Golden Sombrero?
I believe we've gotten several different names for it, but it's so much food. So there is plenty of time to come down
hopefully
here.
Hopefully the Atlanta Braves have a bunch of Golden Sombreros today.
Oh, yeah, that means
which is
four
multiple
strikeouts.
Strikeouts.
Four strikeouts, right?
I think so, but we got it comes with beans and rice. It's got lobster. It's got a pile of shrimp.
Some
elote corn, got some steak in there, some chicken. See you, Craig. You're macking on that ice cream, though.
I need to get the ice cream away from me.
The fried ice cream. Fried ice cream, cinnamon.
I need to get it away from me. It's really good.
Thing's legit. I might have to post a picture of this on my Twitter page. You guys can come out.
B_Serp. They also have here the rest of today Santo Tequila deals. A Santo Margarita for $8. Santo Tequila Sunrise, $10. Santo Bloody Maria, $10 as well. And then shots, only $7. So make sure you come down to Baja Rick's Cantina. We are right across the street from the convention center. So you get off the trolley, you come right over, you can get something to drink, you can get something to eat before the game tonight. And as Braden astutely pointed out earlier, great entry point from here into the ballpark. So, all right, let's update you on that game between the Tigers and the Houston Astros. The Tigers end up holding off the Astros. It was a 3-1 final. The Tigers were able to scratch it out. And Frank, who's back in the studio, he texted us a stat, Braden.
All right.
Since 1990 in the postseason, teams are 1-538 when trailing by 3-plus runs entering the ninth inning. The only time that's ever happened since 1990, the Cubs defeated the Giants in 2016 Game 4 NLDS.
So you're telling me the Padres need to get out to a
they
have a 3-0 lead.
They need to get to 3-0, yes.
All right. It's just a 3-run lead, though, right? Or is it 3-0?
3 runs entering the ninth inning.
All right, so just lead by 3 entering the ninth. I think if the Padres have a lead going into the sixth, the game's probably wrapped. Depending on where Robert Torres
pitches. That's what Jimmy Rollins said yesterday. He said he really believes that this is a 6-inning game for anybody who plays the Padres, and I don't blame him for saying
that. I think so, too.
That.
I think that's the case.
Obviously, I don't blame him. The guy's played in 50 playoff games. He knows what he's talking about, that Jimmy Rollins. You could go back to 97.3 The Fan SD and listen to that Jimmy Rollins interview before the game if you would like to. So before the break, I said there's one thing that absolutely needs to happen in this series, or else I'm not going to be happy. And I know we're all feeling good, but this series is a must-win series because I would consider it
a failure. If you don't win the series,
no,
you're not advancing
the
playoffs, so yeah,
it's
must-win.
I would consider the season a failure if they don't win this series and get to the next round.
All right, so you don't think making the playoffs is good enough for a good season?
Not for this team.
All right.
We've been talking about this all season long, Braden. And it's not, I'm not even saying World Series or bust. I'm just saying,
round.
I would say if they get to the NLC or the NLDS, they just need to get past this round because they're going to be playing the Dodgers. We all know weird things can happen between the Padres and the Dodgers, but they cannot lose to this Braves team who just played two games yesterday and the mess. They cannot lose.
Well, yeah, it's not, let's not put too much pressure on there, but yes, that's, I would agree with that. It's definitely a must win series from that aspect. I don't know if I'd make it a failure. Like, I don't think it would be a failure of a season. I mean, it would be really disappointing the way it would end,
yeah,
obviously, compared to what a lot of people's expectations are. And there's a lot of expectations on this team now. I mean, ESPN had 27 of their broadcasters and writers pick every series, and this series was a unanimous 27-0 in favor of the Padres, which scares me from a certain aspect of superstitions, but
I agree.
They're a better team. They're one of the best teams in the National League. You got to take it one game at a time. You know, as fans and as radio people, we could go look ahead if we wanted to, but I know the clubhouse is just thinking one game at a time. They got a lot of veterans. I think it's a great roster mix. We haven't even got into their playoff roster yet, but you look at their playoff roster, you got some young players, young athletic players, like a Jackson Merrill, like a Fernando Tatis Jr., and then you got a lot of savvy vets that have been there and done that before. I know Martin Perez wasn't on the roster, but you know he pitched in the World Series last year. And you start looking down the list, I mean, you got young pitchers like Michael King that don't have the experience mixed with guys like Dylan Cease who have pitched in a playoff series back in 2020. You have guys like Joe Musgrove that have now done it for the San Diego Padres. Yu Darvish coming out of the bullpen. I mean, you look at Yu Darvish coming out of the bullpen, there's a lot of great things. I mean, it's great to have a guy like Yu Darvish because you know that guy, whatever his role is going to be dialed in. He's going to be taking it on full force. Give me the ball. We'll figure it out.
Did you see what he did the other day once he was notified?
I mentioned that on Andy and Elston.
Say it again.
If we got that confirmed, it's great. But even if it's not, I totally believe it. He went out and sat in the bullpen in Arizona to try to envision himself coming out of the bullpen to go and make some plays for the San Diego Padres being a starter. That's a different animal for guys to be bullpen to starter, starter to bullpen. But that's how meticulous he is as a player in Major League Baseball. I mean, to have a guy like Yu Darvish be able to do that, there's not a lot of pitchers in Major League Baseball that go through an entire season starting. I know he missed some time on the restricted list, but there are not a lot of pitchers in Major League Baseball that would like to go to the bullpen. It messes with a lot of play. It's a different mindset. Getting hot, sitting down. Getting hot, sitting down. Am I pitching today? Am I not pitching today? But knowing
you got a guy, max effort for 3 outs, or am I going to pace myself for 9 outs?
Am I going to go 9? I mean, so to have a guy like Yu Darvish be able to do that, I think is a huge, huge a deal. You know, have a guy like Martin Perez, who is a veteran that can come out and maybe sit out the first round of the postseason and be ready in the second round. You know, on that roster, I think is great to have if you're the Padres. You're going your most consistent pitcher throughout the season, and Michael King. The risk is he's never thrown this many innings before in a season, and so that's a little bit of concern. And he hasn't done it in the postseason as a starter, but he's been your most consistent guy.
I don't care.
You got Joe Musgrove number two. I mean, I like having him as an insurance policy for Game 3, but you got a chance to win a playoff series here at Petco Park after winning Game 1. There's nobody I would rather have than the San Diego kid taking the mound. You know, toeing the rubber, wearing San Diego across his chest. Now it'll be Padres because they're home. But representing the city of San Diego to go out there and get his playoff series win. And if they don't win one of the first, if they split one of the first two, you go with your ace in Game 3. I think it's a good setup. And here's the best part. You take the first two games, you take care of business against the Atlanta Braves. Who's starting Game 1 of the NLDS?
Dylan Cease,
right?
Which
and then
is
you're
a good
back
thing.
Back on track to your main pitcher. So I like it. The more I think about it, the more I like the setup right now for the Padres. I like their path, but got to take it one game at a time, and we'll see what they got tonight. But they're going against a young pitcher that has made a couple of starts for the Braves. He spent most of the time on the injured list. He has spent a lot of the time in the minor leagues, being thrown into a different environment. There's either two things that can happen. One, the Padres, Friar Faithful, make it impossible for him to pitch on the road in a high-stakes game, or the kid doesn't know any better, and he just goes out there and has a gutty performance for the Braves. Two of those things can happen. We talked about on Andy and Elstein, he's a fly ball pitcher. I think the way with our line drive hitters, you jump on him early, and get to that bullpen. And everybody in that bullpen has thrown through pitches yesterday, except for two. You get in that bullpen, and all of a sudden you're playing with house money for two straight days and knocking out the Braves on a Wednesday night. So I like the setup, but they got to go out there and execute. Don't read your own press clippings, and we'll see what the Padres got tonight.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Matt Scraby, Brayden Suprenant here at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. How's everybody doing out there? There we go. We got a lot of Padre fans here ready for Game 1. And we are waiting on Brian Snitker, the Braves. I almost called him the Angels manager. The Angels are not playing in the playoffs.
The Angels are the only team that made a playoffs last decade.
I know.
That's the team he thought of immediately. Is the team that's never been there?
Braves manager Brian Snitker is going to be speaking to the media. And I'm very curious to hear what he has to say about the travel last night and how they got in really late. I don't think he's going to say anything other than that it's fine. He's not going to give any excuses whatsoever. But we'll bring that to you as soon as he starts. Frank is going to get in my ear. At some point, I do want to bring up what the Arizona Diamondbacks owner, Ken Kendrick, said about the signing of starter Jordan Montgomery, but I think that's a little bit more of a conversation, so we'll leave that.
I got a trivia question for you for the Angels, by the way.
Okay.
Who's played in more playoff games, Mike Trout or Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Tony Gwynn Jr.
The same. They've played three playoff games.
I was going to say,
each.
I know that Mike Trout's only played in one playoff series in his entire career.
He's played in three playoff games.
Hey, you know who's played in more playoff games than Shohei Ohtani? Mike Trout.
Wow.
Shohei Ohtani's got none.
Yeah, you've played in the same amount of playoff games as Shohei Ohtani.
Hey, I played in a lot of MLB The Show playoff games, okay?
Let's not talk about MLB The Show. I've won the World Series. MLB The Show simulated the playoffs. They had the Dodgers beating the Astros.
Oh. Yeah, I'm done with MLB The Show then. You can't be simulating that stuff.
They also think the Mets are going to sweep the next two series and then lose to the Dodgers in the NLCS. What's really less believable? That's a tough simulation right there.
Let's go to some, like, as we're waiting for Brian Snitker, let's go to some, like, weird, fun baseball topics. Did you know that next year, Brayden, they're going to be bringing back a couple uniform things, and they're going to be adding one?
Thank the Lord.
The first thing, they're going to go back to the old material. So because the players absolutely hated the old material. We all hated the new material. They hated the new material. But they're going to go back to the old material. In the All-Star game, Brayden, they're no longer going to be wearing uniforms. They're going to be wearing their own uniform for
the
All-Star game.
Thank you.
So finally.
Round of applause for that,
yes, round
please.
Of applause for Major League Baseball.
Brian Snitker is getting ready to go.
Let's go down to Petco Park.
Like, do you think at any point last week, like he was talking to Schwell and Bach and probably Bobby Witt and those guys, do you think at any point in time he knew he was going to start?
I don't think he knew until this morning when I called him. Well, I know he didn't. It might have been a shock when we put him on the plane with us.
Justin in the front on the right.
Snit, how did he take that news, and just what's your message?
AJ?
Yeah.
I had two calls because we were meeting after the first time because he and Bryce, I called them both originally just to let them know they were on. and then I called AJ back that he was going to, because I told him I didn't know what we were going to do. If we're going to have an opener, if he was going to start it, what, you know, route we're going to go. And then I called him back and he's excited. He said, I'm ready. So, he's been through it. He's pitched in playoff game before, and so hope he has fun with it.
And had you, him and Bryce are so different just with the repertoire. How did you choose between the two of them?
AJ's been throwing pretty well, and it's just kind of stuff. You know, he's got stuff, and not that Bryce doesn't, but it was just, I don't know, you know, we just saw kind of a consensus that we wanted to give it to him.
Dave, did you talk to Chris yourself, and what's his mood right now, and how's he hopeful?
He actually felt really good this morning when he woke up, and you know, he's not feeling real good. His mood's not good because he wanted to be here. He wanted to be pitching right now, and unfortunately he can't, and I think, you know, it hurt him. I mean, he's a guy. I mean, it's tough for him, but I think he was realistic with us and how he felt, and the good news is he you know, if we advance, he felt the best he's felt in a while today as he gets treatment and everything. But, you know, then again, he hasn't got on anything yet as far as, you know, throwing a side or whatever for a while.
And does Elder give you a kind of a safety net of
just innings, sort? You know, yeah. Being stretched out? I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, these bullpen guys have been rode hard, and you know, for the last week, you know, another guy with some length if we need to.
Zach.
Because it's been such a whirlwind to your, you know, 72 hours of the weekend and the rain and the doubleheader, does it feel like the playoffs or just feel like an extend of the season? Like, you
no,
a chance
no,
to flip
I think
the
everybody's
switch.
Excited about being here and what we went through to get here. And I think, you know, you come and, you know, I think everybody woke up and, you know, went to breakfast, and it's like, you know, they felt good about the fact that we're in the playoffs and have a chance to do something.
Gabe, on the left side here, second row.
Snow, whatever happens tonight, just how reassuring is it to have Max going tomorrow, especially after how he looked that last time out?
No, it's big knowing that we have Max in either a elimination game or, you know, a game where we can clinch. So coming off a great start in a big game, obviously, and so it's good to have a guy with Max's experience in the postseason to, you know, to lean on tomorrow.
Mark.
Ian Anderson has the experience. How did that portion of the discussion go?
Just the fact that Ian hadn't been in the big leagues in a year and a half, pretty much. And he's continuing to throw in Gwinnett and can still be an option down the road, but I think it was just more that he's in his rehab year, you know, was the biggest thing.
Barry?
Hey, Snit. For those of us who haven't followed you all year long, what kind of year has it been? It's been an anomaly for the Braves. How'd you guys
it's been a tough year. You know, we've experienced a lot of things that we didn't think we would. And, you know, 7 months ago when we got to Florida, and it's been challenging, as every year is. I mean, and it's challenging. Everybody that's in the postseason right now has went through something and a lot of things over the course of the year to get here. Nobody's immune to it, and you just have to deal with it. And I think I'm proud of our guys, how they've dealt with all the different situations that we've had, and proud of the guys that we've brought in that have helped us to get here to this point.
Is it, in your mind's eye, strange that you guys won the World Series only a few years ago?
No, I mean, I think that's what we feel like can happen right now. I mean, I tell them every year, you know, the number one goal is to win the division, to get in the playoffs. And if you can't win the division, then get in somehow, because you never know what might happen until you get in. I mean, it could be a play, a hit, anything like that that maybe turns the series around. So we're excited to, you know, get this thing rolling.
All right, that was Braves manager Brian Snitker here with his presser with the media at Petco Park. And the first part of that, I don't know, Frank, how quickly you could turn that around, but is there a way you can just give us the first couple questions about the pitcher that's starting tonight? If we need to do it on the other side, we could do it on the other side. All right, we'll do it on the other side. But what he said kind of surprised me, and it really didn't seem like the basically, Brian Snitker said it was a huge surprise for him that he's going to be pitching today. And he also said it was a huge surprise that he was even going to be on the plane. So this guy is not necessarily ready. He will be ready. I mean, he's a major league pitcher pitching the biggest game of his life. I don't have any issues with that, but I like that for the Padres.
It's too bad we can't go down there like the movie Airplane and just go, hey, just want to let you know we're all counting on you.
Yeah.
Just continue to remind
everybody
them that.
Just walking by doing that.
Just want to let you know it's the biggest game of your life.
We're all counting on you.
We're all counting on you. You got to save our bullpen that threw a bunch of pitches the other day. You want to go down? I think you have clubhouse access. Get down there and just keep reminding. So what do you feel about like having this game be your most important game of your life?
You know, I think, strangely enough, I would be removed from the clubhouse if I was asking him all these pressure pack
questions.
You
wouldn't even be allowed 25 feet of that guy.
No. Well, that's the unwritten rule.
Don't talk to pitchers.
And I don't know if we've talked about this on the show before, but we've talked about unwritten rules.
I think that's a written rule.
I was told the first time I ever went to the clubhouse, basically everybody in front of their locker is okay to be talked to, except for that day's starting pitcher. Do not even look in their direction.
Don't do it. Don't
Can't
talk
do
to
it.
A starting pitcher.
Can't
my rule, too, as a special teams coordinator, never, never, ever, ever, ever talk to my kicker. Nobody's allowed to talk to the kicker.
Kickers are such head cases.
So are pitchers. Don't talk to them.
You're probably right about that. All right, that's hour number one of Gwynn and Chris. We're down here at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. Everybody ready for game one? There are still a few tables left. There's still a lot of food to be had, so come on down. We're right across the street from the convention center. You can take the trolley, all of that good stuff. Braden and I will be back with you shortly on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.